You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian welcoming you to The Philosopher's Notes on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Powerful Lessons in Personal Change by Stephen R. Covey. All right, we will begin by a quote from Stephen Covey. He says, "I believe that a life of integrity is the most fundamental source of personal worth. I do not agree with the popular success literature that says that self-esteem is primarily a matter of mindset, of attitude, that you can psych yourself into peace of mind. Peace of mind comes when your life is in harmony with true principles and values, and in no other way." It's a powerful statement and the theme of Stephen Covey's great book. And there's a reason The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People was named the number one most influential business book of the 20th century. And over 15 million copies of the book have been sold. The reason is simple. It's a powerful book. If you haven't read this book yet, please do. If it's been a while since you read it, it may be time for a reread. In this note, we're going to take a quick look at each of the 7 habits and help you make a paradigm shift into living your greatest life. Let's start by recognizing the fact that, as Covey advises, private victory precedes public victory. Algebra comes before calculus. Private victory comes before public victory. What that means is simple. If we want all the joys of outward success, first we must master ourselves. Let's not start by chasing outward success. Let the public acclaim flow out of our own self-mastery. And let's start with habit number one in that process. Habit number one, be proactive. Quote, "Look at the word responsibility, responsibility, the ability to choose your response. Highly proactive people recognize that responsibility. They do not blame circumstances, conditions, or conditioning for their behavior. Their behavior is a product of their own conscious choice based on values rather than a product of their conditions based on feeling." End quote. Be proactive. That's habit number one. So what's it mean to be proactive? In short, to be proactive simply means to be response-able, to be capable of consciously choosing how you respond to any given situation. Are you a Pavlovian dog, mindlessly responding to a given stimulus in your life? Not so good. Can you step between the normal stimulus response patterns of your life and choose a new response to a given stimulus? Good. So the question for you is, how can you be more proactive and less reactive today? Let's be proactive. Let's be response-able to the challenges we face in our lives. And that moves to the next big idea, commitments. Quote, "The commitments we make to ourselves and to others and our integrity to those commitments is the essence and clearest manifestation of our proactivity." End quote. Do you honor your commitments? Are you making commitments you don't want to make or have no intention of following through on? Pay attention to what you're committing to and to whom you're making those commitments. As Covey says, your integrity to the commitments you make is one of, and perhaps the most important factors in living your greatest life and achieving a consistent level of joy and happiness. Although you may not be aware of it consciously, if you have a bunch of or a string of hundreds of broken commitments over the last day, week, month, year, decade, you're energetically drowning in the weight of that lack of integrity. You know when you're not doing the stuff you say you're going to do, whether it was getting up at a certain time this morning, working out, or following a certain routine, whatever. To the extent you're not honoring those commitments, you are, to state it bluntly, not going to get very far in your life. Simple as that. The good news is, the solution is simple as well. Start honoring your commitments. My recommendation? Make an inventory of the commitments you have outstanding right now. Decide which ones you will recommit to honoring. Get completion with these. Finish them. Decide which ones you are no longer committed to honoring. For the record, no, just because you said you were going to do something in the past does not mean you absolutely must do it now. It does, however, mean that you need to make a new commitment. So, although you don't absolutely need to do it, you do need to communicate your new commitment. All right, enough talk. Are you committed to taking an inventory of your commitments today? Right now, perhaps? Is there really something more important you need to do? Come on and get on it. And that leads us to habit number 2, begin with the end in mind. I quote Covey, "Begin with the end in mind is based on the principle that all things are created twice. There's a mental or first creation and a physical or second creation to all things." End quote. Begin with the end in mind. It's habit number 2. The idea is very simple. All great things, well, technically all things good or bad, are created twice. First in the mind, and then in reality. First, we must get clear on what we want. Then we create it in reality. Think of building a house. What's the first step? You discuss with your architect what you want to see and make some blueprints, right? You don't just bring in the construction team and get at it, do you? So why in the world don't we do that in our lives? It's stunning to me how little time we spend getting really clear on what we want, whether it's with a specific project at work or in our life in general. Ironically, we're usually much better at planning a project at a job we hate than planning a life to create a job we love. And the greatest irony? Most of us spend the greatest amount of time blueprinting our vacations to escape the dread of our day-to-day grind. Imagine if, instead, we spent that time planning our ideal lives so we didn't need to escape on vacation so desperately. I'm slapping my head here and stepping off the soapbox at the same time. All right, it's rather simple. Get clear on your highest end goals. Inline everything you do today and tomorrow and each day in the future to be in integrity with these ideals. If you tell me you want to be recognized as a kind, generous, loving man who always had time for his family, then guess what? Be a kind, generous, loving man who always has time for his family now. Begin with the end in mind and live with absolute integrity to those ideals and watch your life completely transform today. That leads us to the ultimate blueprint, funerals. So imagine going to the funeral of a loved one. You're getting out of your car, walking into the chapel or funeral parlor. You see the flowers and the other people entering. You feel the sadness of loss and the joy of having known. Feel into that. You walk to the front and look into the casket and suddenly come face to face with yourself. You realize this is your funeral. Feel that. You sit down and look at the program in your hand, reading the description of your life and seeing the people who will be talking about you. What do they say? How does the program capture your life? What do your closest loved ones say about you? Your spouse or your children? Your friends and colleagues? Now, fast forward 25 years from today. Imagine that scene of your own funeral. You have that program in your hand. What does it say? You watch your loved ones get up and speak about you and their love for you. What do they say? Who were you in their eyes? Take some time today, this week, right now perhaps, to sit down and really reflect on this. And that brings us to habit number 3. Put first things first. The big idea, in Goethe's words, things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things that matter least. So how do you spend your days? Do you waste your time and energy doing stuff that simply isn't that important? Why? Recommendation, do first things first. Identify the truly important things in your life and in your day and in the moment. Do them. And start focusing on quadrant 2, which is the next big idea. Quadrant 2. Quote, effective people stay out of quadrants 3 and 4 because, urgent or not, they aren't important. They also shrink quadrant 1 down to size by spending more time in quadrant 2. Quadrant 2 is the heart of effective personal management. End quote. So Stephen Covey has a brilliant 4-quadrant model for time management. So in the PDF, you'll notice the quadrants laid out for you nicely on paper. For now, let's go ahead and draw it in our minds. So what you want to do is create a square. It has 4 boxes, quadrant 1 in the upper left, quadrant 2 in the upper right, quadrant 3 in the lower left, and quadrant 4 in the lower right. And then on your x-axis, you have urgency. On the left is urgent, on the right is not urgent. And then on your y-axis, you have importance. On the lower sections, you have not important. On the higher sections, important. So quadrant 1 in the upper left would be urgent and important. Quadrant 2 on the upper right would be not urgent, and important. Quadrant 3 would be urgent, but not important. And quadrant 4, lower right, would be not urgent, not important. And again, in the PDF, what you'll see is that quadrant 1 is all about time spent in fire drills, crises, and deadlines. It's urgent and important. The results here are stress and burnout. Quadrant 2 is time spent in growth, exercise, and relationships. This is where things that are important but not urgent exist. Results when you spend time here? Happiness. And then we have quadrant 3. This is stuff, time spent in pressing stuff like interruptions, etc. Stuff is urgent but not important. The results? Very short-term focus. Quadrant 4, not urgent, not important. Time is spent in time wasters. The results here are you're fired. So you can notice the two factors that define an activity in this model. Is it urgent and is it important? It's pretty straightforward. Urgent means it's demanding our attention now. Important means it's worth doing. You can take a very close look at quadrant 2, the important but not urgent stuff. We want to play there. Unfortunately, most of us don't spend anywhere near enough time there. We're dancing in and out of the other three quadrants, distracting ourselves in quadrant 4, allowing interruptions to pester us throughout the day in quadrant 3, or putting out one fire drill crisis after another in quadrant 1. Eek! Take a deep breath and take an inventory of where you're currently spending the most time. What percent do you spend where? Find, make that schedule time to play in quadrant 2. Even that activity will be a quadrant 2 activity, planning where you're going to spend time there. Exercise, spend time in self-development, develop yourself and your relationships, all beautiful quadrant 2 activities. So get your quadrant 2 on, and remember, you've got to be able to say no on occasion, which is our next big idea. I quote Covey, "You have to decide what your highest priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically, to say no to other things. And the way you do that is by having a bigger yes burning inside. The enemy of the best is often the good." End quote. All right, no. Please pronounce that for me. We're going to go ahead and practice here. Say it out loud. No. Pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically. No. Practice again. No. Different tone, bigger smile, more confidence. No. Good. Now use that the next time you're asked to do something that compromises your highest vision for yourself. And please say yes to that request. All right, that leads us to the next big idea, planting priorities. Here's a question from Dr. Covey. Quote, "If you were to fault yourself in one of three areas, which would it be? One, the inability to prioritize. Two, the inability or desire to organize around those priorities. Or three, the lack of discipline to execute around them." Most people say their main fault is a lack of discipline. On deeper thought, I believe that is not the case. The basic problem is that their priorities have not become deeply planted in their hearts and minds. They haven't really internalized habit 2, begin with the end in mind. End quote. That's pretty sweet. Are your priorities planted very deeply into your heart and mind? Do you really know who you are and what you're here to do? Begin with the end in mind. Get your priorities crystal clear. The rest will follow. And then the next big idea is efficiency and effectiveness. Quote, "While you can think in terms of efficiency in dealing with time, a principled-centered person thinks in terms of effectiveness in dealing with people." End quote. So how do you treat people? Are you looking to be efficient with them? Time for a new intention. As per Covey, leave efficiencies for dealing with time. Interacting with people? Think about how you can be effective. There are times, as he advises, quote, "when principle-centered quadrant 2 living requires the subordination of schedules to people." End quote. And that brings us to the next idea, roles and goals. Covey provides a useful tool to help us imagine and create our ideals. He likes to say that we all have roles that we play, and that to be effective, we need to create goals for all those roles. Roles and goals. Flows kind of nicely, eh? So what roles do you have? Perhaps husband or wife, mother or father, friend, entrepreneur or scholar or professional? Identify these roles, then create your goals for each. That brings us to habit number four, think win-win. We've all heard of it. The idea is simple, as all good ideas are. Entering a relationship with someone, think win-win. Think how you and your prospective partner can both win. Very simple, but do you live it? Do you approach relationships, business or intimate, with the true desire to see the other person win? Or are you focusing on win-lose deals, where you win, but your partner loses? Or are you in lose-win situations, where you're showing up weekly and losing while the other wins? Let's think about how we can create truly win-win energy in our lives. And what's one relationship you need to spend more time thinking win-win about right now? And what are you going to do about it, starting today? While you figure that out, let's move to habit number five, seek first to understand. Covey says, quote, seek first to understand, then to be understood, end quote. That's habit number five. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. It's amazing how easy it is to spend all our time trying to make sure we are understood, forgetting to slow down and see the other person's perspective. What can you do today to try to see the other person's perspective before working so hard to make sure they get yours? And as you do that, we're moving toward habit number six, which is synergy. Covey says, synergy is everywhere in nature. If you plant two plants close together, the roots co-mingle and improve the quality of the soil so that both plants will grow better than if they were separated. If you put two pieces of wood together, they will hold much more than the total weight held by each separately. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. 1 + 1 = 3 or more. Synergy. 1 + 1 = 3+. What a beautiful concept. As Covey points out, the word finds its roots in the Greek synergos, working together. And as Covey points out, when we work together, 1 + 1 = more than 2. That's amazing. I know I feel to my intimate relationship and have such a deep sense of gratitude for the power of our working together. What synergistic relationships can you be more grateful for today? All right, we're nearing the end now. Habit number seven, sharpen the saw. Covey tells a brilliant story of a man in the forest sawing down a tree with a blunt saw. He saws and saws and saws and saws, working feverishly but not getting very far. A passerby suggests he take a break and sharpen his saw and gets the reply, "But I don't have time for that." Does that sound like you ever? Definitely sounds like me on occasion. Covey's seventh habit is very straightforward. Take the time to renew. Sharpen your saw. How? Exercise, meditate, journal, spend time with loved ones, go on vacation, play, dance. Enjoy your hobbies. Sharpen, sharpen, sharpen. And while you do that, you're giving yourself the power to fulfill the last big idea, missions. That was a really quick look at the seven habits. If you haven't read it yet, please get a copy. We've only touched on a tiny amount of the wisdom Covey's packed in there. If you have read it, consider going back through it or diving into more of Covey's work. The eighth habit is fantastic as well. Let's wrap up this note with the important question, what are you here to do? What's your specific vocation or mission in life? We all have one. What's yours? Clear? Write it down and live it. Stuck? Write down the question, what is my specific mission in life? Then simply write down, my specific mission in life is to ... and let it flow. Don't censor yourself or need it to be right. Just write. The process of discovering who we are and what our greatest gifts are and how we give those to the world is, at least in my experience, an arduous one. We don't just snap our fingers and say, aha, that's it. At least I didn't. I've had many amazing ideas, breakthroughs, distinctions, but they come in the midst of pretty much constantly living in the question of what my mission in life is, and having the courage to start taking the baby and or big steps I feel intuitively called to make. So let's live that question and the answer in the process of embodying these seven habits of highly effective people. Hope you enjoyed that, and that pretty much wraps up this summary, aside from an author bio, and I'll recommend some notes I think you'll enjoy if you liked this note. And then we'll go through the quotes in the sidebar, and we will be done. All right, we'll start with a little blurb on Stephen Covey. He is known as an internationally respected leadership authority, family expert, teacher, organizational consultant, and author. Dr. Covey dedicates his life to teaching principled-centered living and leadership to individuals, families, and organizations. He holds an MBA from Harvard and a doctorate degree from Brigham Young University and has 9 children and 44 grandchildren. You can learn more at stephencovey.com. That's STEPHENCOVEY.com. And if you enjoyed this note, you'll probably like the philosopher's notes on Man's Search for Meaning, The Power of Intention, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Mastery, The Gifted Adult, and Spiritual Economics. All right, and finally, the quotes from the sidebar of the PDF. The first one is from Hillel. He says, "If not now, when?" Oliver Wendell Holmes shares, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Stephen Covey says, "What one thing could you do in your personal life and professional life that, if you did on a regular basis, would make a tremendous positive difference in your life?" Quadrant 2 activities have that kind of impact. Our effectiveness takes quantum leaps when we do them. And Benjamin Franklin says, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made of." Stephen Covey says, "Effective people are not problem-minded, they're opportunity-minded." And Mahatma Gandhi says, "A no uttered from deepest conviction is better and greater than a yes merely uttered to please, or what is worse, to avoid trouble." E.B. White shares one of my favorites. He says, "I get up every morning determined both to change the world and to have one hell of a good time. Sometimes this makes planning the day difficult." Edwin Markham says, "We have committed the golden rule to memory. Let us now commit it to life." Abraham Lincoln says, "When getting ready to reason with a man, I spend 1/3 of my time thinking about myself and what I am going to say, and 2/3 thinking about him and what he is going to say." And finally, Viktor Frankl shares, "Everyone has his own specific vocation or mission in life. Therein he cannot be replaced, nor can his life be repeated. Thus, everyone's task is as unique as is his specific opportunity to implement it." And that wraps up this philosopher note. I hope you enjoyed the 7 habits. And I hope to connect with you soon on another Philosopher's Notes. Have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to www.philosophersnotes.com to download more.